Cellist Ofra Harnoy has released a new recording on Analecta label, Back to Bach, and she joins me from St. John's, Newfoundland. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Oh, my pleasure, Brent.
Your catalog includes everything from the Baroque to the Romantic to modern composers. What was the sort of genesis behind reimagining these composers and their works?
Well, I knew I wanted to release a Baroque album as my kind of comeback album, and a lot of the pieces on there I've either recorded or played very early on in my career, and some of them I haven't, but I wanted to kind of recreate them and give them a whole new dimension with the ability to do so with today's technology and also being able to multi-track. So the first idea was doing the Telemann, which I'd always played one of the cellos in the past. And this was a really exciting opportunity to explore the interplay between the two instruments and to actually be able to become two different people. And that kind of triggered a lot of other ideas. I wanted to record some of the things that I'd previously played with organ. And then my husband, Mike Harriott, said, well, you know, I can do all the different brass instruments to create an organ-like sound. And I thought that was incredible once we experimented with that. And then I had one of my brilliant middle-of-the-night ideas where I sit bolt upright and I said, you know what? That beautiful Allegri Miserere that I've heard over the years with choir, why don't I try to do that since now I'm getting into this multi-tracking thing? Why don't I try to play all the parts on the cello? I think that would be beautiful. And actually the result was a very haunting, beautiful version.
We will definitely get back to that Allegri because I think that may be the emotional centerpiece of the work. And as you've alluded to, the entire album is settings either for yourself multi-tracking cello or for Mike Harriott multi-tracking brass instruments. When you're doing a recording like that, particularly, say, the settings for brass that would normally be orchestra, how do you work out in advance tempos and rubato and all of that before you go into the recording?
Well, there are a lot of new experiences for me because in many of these pieces, I actually played the solo cello part without any accompaniment. Just I have a kind of feeling of what's going on in the accompaniment, and I just played the original track. And then Mike would add, one by one, add the brass instruments to that in the studio. He would create a click track based on whatever liberties I took in some of the solo part. We kind of figured this out along the way because in the beginning we tried to do the brass parts first and then add the cello part. And I found that a little more difficult because I tend to like to take some liberty with the tempi.
And that would be sort of the way pop albums are normally done. The tracks are laid out and then the vocalist soloist is brought in last. So it seems natural in a way that it could be your performance then that the ensemble is following because that's the way it would be in a live setting largely anyway.
Yes, yes. So that worked out really well. And some of these tracks actually came out almost by accident because, for instance, the Corelli, we originally wanted to do that with a harpsichord. And we had a harpsichord brought to our home, and it was, you know, we only had a few days left of recording. And I listened to this harpsichord, and I said, that sounds terrible. It was a terrible instrument, and we didn't have time to get another one or to rethink it. And I said to Mike, okay, I have an idea. Why don't I do an entire accompaniment, almost like a string quartet accompaniment to this, with the cello? Because I'd already done all the other multi-tracking things, and I thought the sounds we were getting were beautiful. And within 2 days, he'd written the parts, and I'd learned the parts, and I played the accompaniment to the Corelli Sonata. And this was really challenging, too, because I wanted the violin sounds to sound like a violin and the viola to sound like a viola and the bass to sound like a bass. So I kind of created these instruments. So I wasn't just playing the cello. In my mind, I was actually playing these instruments. So it's interesting how all these things evolved in the album, and I'm just so thrilled with the results.
There's quite a wide range of composers represented, from the Baroque composers Telemann and Bach to Gottfried Heinrich Sterzl, and we spoke earlier, but the piece by Gregorio Allegri, I guess, was sort of held in secret by the Vatican until Mozart heard it and wrote it down. How did you find this piece in the first place?
My son used to sing in the Toronto Children's Choir, and I really got into choral music a very long time ago. I mean, you know, he was a little kid, and I really started listening to a lot of choral music, and when I first heard this piece, it just gave me goosebumps. It was one of the most moving choral works I'd ever heard, and I'd been listening to it over the years, and then as we were creating this album, I had the inspiration to do this, and I actually love the sound with the cellos creating the voices.
It really is a haunting and gorgeous chorus.
Yeah, we just went into the Basilica here in St. John's, which is one of the most incredible, beautiful buildings, and kind of created a video with me playing the different cellos. So that should be out in some form pretty soon.
But the recording itself, you recorded in a studio.
Yes, yes.
Again, the sound of the chorus, it's just, I don't know the piece as a choral piece, but the cello version just goes right to your heart.
Oh, thank you very much. That means a lot, hearing that. It was also challenging because there were so many ranges in the voices that I was trying to capture. So, you know, you have kind of the monk voice coming from the cloisters in the distance, and then you have this innocent boy's, really high boy choir voice at the top, and I really wanted to give life to each of these voices.
It sounds like you really inhabited the characters in a lot of these different pieces, the characters in different voices and different instruments.
Oh, thank you.
Ofra Harnoy has released Back to Bach on the Onelecta label, reimaginings of works for cello settings and settings for cello and brass, and she joined me from St. John's, Newfoundland. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Have a good day.